Thank you.
All right. So we are here gathered in the name of the Lord. We were singing, lifting the name of the Lord higher.
Yes.
At this hour, I believe that your burden have been cast unto him. Now let your mind be empty so that God can speak to you and I. Don't be in a confused state. Don't worry about your burdens. He has attended unto them. Amen. All right. Shall we stand? We get into the word of the Lord. We understand why I told Brother Chitoshi to switch off the light and on. Let us start with the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1.
Yakobo, mutu oyamba.
Amen.
Amen.
Do we have faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus? He said, it is finished. You know, it was paid in full. And he gave victory unto you and I. Because he overcame the devil and death itself. Amen.
Amen.
All right, James chapter 1. Let us start reading from verse
22.
Okay. Okay, just a minute. I don't need this phone that's safe. Okay. All right, are we there? All right, we'll read together up to verse 24. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 24. Shall we read together? But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Shall we pray? Our gracious, loving Heaven Father, we have come into thy precious presence, expectant that you are going to meet us at the point of our need. And your word is the designer of the thoughts of man. You know every soul that is gathered in this place. You know, Lord, every burdens upon the shoulders of thine child. But we believe that we have cast our burdens unto thee, and we are coming as empty vessels that you may fill us with thine spirit and grant us joy that surpasses human understanding. Shape us into that image, Lord, of Christ Jesus, the thing that you have told us that we should strive for. For these other things of this world, they shall pass away. But the perfect stature of Christ that standeth shall surely stand, and they that come to that stature, they shall inherit eternal life. We ask of your blessing as we cast out every path of darkness out of this place in Jesus' name. Lord, if there's any who seek in this place, let them receive healing. Those that are bound, may you deliver them with your word, Lord. For you send forth your word in order for us to build and be delivered. And your word cannot return to you void, but it shall accomplish that purpose that you have sent it for. And you saw this day before the foundation of heaven and earth. We are not gathered in vain, Lord. We are gathered to fulfill all righteousness. Take glory and honor. May you alone speak unto us, Lord. In Christ Jesus we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before you sit, tell your neighbor, don't doze. Don't doze. This is the hour to hear and not forget what you speak unto us. We may be seated. Amen. Amen. All right. Today I want us to look at a subject or title, Beholding in a Mirror. Amen. Beholding in a mirror. Now, how many have seen a mirror before? Hands up. Hallelujah. Ah, great. So, a mirror, for it to function, we need light. Without light, the purpose of the mirror will be defeated. You can't see even though the mirror is there where there's no light. Just like the eyes of man, they cannot see if light is out. Even though the image is there, but as long as light is out, you won't be able to see where there's darkness. For example, I told Brother Chitosh that do it deliberately. I was standing here, but none of you saw me. Amen. That was simply because light was off. But that does not take away the image. The image is there, right? Now, I want us to see. So, things are supposed to be in place. There's supposed to be a mirror. There's supposed to be light. And there's supposed to be an image. Amen. Now, for example, let's look at our lives, ourselves. When we go into the mirror, if it's a gentleman, they want to put on a necktie. There is a way in which they want to position the necktie. That tells you there's a standard that they are following. Because you cannot go and check yourself if there's no standard to compare with. So for you to check if the tie is in the right position, it means there's a standard that you have been referring to. So you are going there because you have a standard that you are referring to. Now, if you go into that mirror and you have no standard, you can do anything. You may not even be in good shape because you are not referring to anything. Now, we have read the scripture here where James speaks of a man who has heard the word of God, and after hearing the word of God, he forgets what manner of a person he is. That tells you that the standard is gone, it's no longer in their mind. They no longer have a reference point. They no longer look into the mirror and to see if they are able to reflect the image that has been put before them. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, when James speaks of beholding in a mirror, that tells you that there's a standard that is referring to. Now, let us read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I hope you are following the thought I'm trying to express. You know, sometimes I say, I understand why Brother Branham used to say, I know what I want to say. But language is a barrier. You may fail to convey it the way you want it. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 12 to 13. Are we there? Are we there? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. We are there? Let us read together. 1, 2, 3. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and just wait there, and to a perfect man. That's the reference point. That's the reference point. So there is a mirror placed before you and I. And there's light that is striking the mirror. Now the purpose of the mirror is to reflect light into your sight, so that you can see the image that is standing before the mirror. Now Paul put it this way, that we have to come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. So that's our reference point. So when we behold into the mirror, we do not have to see ourselves. We have to look at the standard that has been presented before you and I. But James is complaining here. Says they forget what manner of man they are. Hallelujah. Now look at these brothers and sisters. If light goes off, it does not mean mirror is not there. It does not mean the image is not there. It is the absence of light that makes you blind. And it's the same thing with you and I. In the absence of God, we are blind. No matter how we may have the Bible in our hands, that does not make us people who know the right path of salvation. It takes the light of God to strike the Bible, then to reflect in your eyes, and God to remove scales out of your eyes. Then you shall see what manner of man you ought to be. Without that, we are all doomed. Let us take Paul for example. He had his word in his hands, but there was absence of light in his life. He was carrying the image of the word of God. That was not the wrong scriptures he was carrying. It was the exact scriptures that Peter was also using. But they were able to see two different things. Because Peter was under the shadow of the light of the Most High God. But Paul was outside the light of God. So he could not see the perfect stature of Christ Jesus. So what he saw was persecuting the right people who are coming to the fullness of Christ. But he took God in his mercy, lighter to strike the same Torah he was carrying in his hand. And when lighter to do that, the same Torah was reflected in the eyes of Saul. And Paul saw himself as a sinner. He saw himself that he was far from salvation. But the love of God brought him on board. So today, as you are seated there, when you behold in the word of God, what do you see in the mirror? What are you beholding in the mirror? Because God has cast his life in this last age. The light of God is shining upon the Laodicean church age. Listen carefully to what happened to the time of Paul and Peter. It was Paul who was outside the presence of God. That
that did not mean the light was not shining. It was the same period they were in. Someone had seen the light. The other one did not see the light. We may all be here, brothers and sisters. Someone may see the light in this place. But the other one, they can be outside the light that someone is seeing in the same place. Someone will be able to see the promises of God in this place. Another one may be blind as so was. But we are all claiming to be carrying the message of the hour. The question is, has God removed the scales out of your eyes? Have you seen the fullness of Christ? That is the stage that God is expecting you and I to meet through His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes the grace of God. So light is very important. We may carry the word, but we need the light of God. Let us read John chapter 1. Hallelujah. 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 I believe something is fixed to happen tonight. God is alive. Jesus rose on the third day. And I believe in the resurrection power of the Almighty God. So if light brought creation, light brought life, then the same light can save the sinner even today. Then the same light can heal the sick even today. But it takes light to open your eyes. Are you able to see the work of God using His only glory? John chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fear not, little flock. Let us read John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Behold yourself in the mirror. But see the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the standard, brothers and sisters. Let us read John chapter 1. Let us just start from this one. Are we there? We'll end on verse 5. 1, 2, 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Light was shining where? In darkness. To reveal what? The image that was there in darkness. The word of God has never been lost. It is always man who gets lost. The image of God is always there. So for this light to shine in darkness, it wants to reveal something that is there. Now let's go back to the creation. So if God begins to create, and creation comes by the presence of light, and we know that that light is His word, it's because God wants to reveal Himself. He has always been there. Do you understand? He was already there. So light was revealing God Himself. So even here when John is talking about darkness, let's assume it is us. It means God, His word is there. So He's trying to reveal the word which is already there. Why? Because you and I were in darkness.
Hallelujah. It took God to pick us out of darkness so that we can come to light. Amen. Are we understanding? Are we understanding? Now look at these brothers and sisters. In your life, you may be facing different kind of things, but I don't know how you see those things. I want to tell you one thing. Do not see your life through the condition you are going through. See your life through the promises of God. Because internal life is a promise of God. So see your life through that promise which God gave. Because your condition is bound to change, but the word will never change. So if you can see the word of God, you stand with the word of God, then God will work upon you that you can come to the fullness of Christ, the stature that shall never change. Hallelujah. The perfect stature that God is pointing to, the fullness of Christ, it will never change. It is you and I who need to change to come to that stature. The same applies with your condition. It is bound to change, but the word of God cannot change. So see your life through the word of God. What do you see when you behold in a mirror? Some of you, you look at yourselves as people that God has cast outside His presence. But this is what I believe. As long as the period of grace is still available, the door is still open for you. That means you still get an opportunity to come because God is still receiving people. But what do you see when you behold in a mirror? Are you able to see God as a person or someone who has rejected you? Are you able to see someone who doesn't love you? Are you able to see someone who doesn't care about you? Someone who cannot hear you? It's all dependent on the image that is being reflected in the mirror. Because if you cannot see the word of God being reflected in your sight, it means there's another stature that you are looking at. Hallelujah. Let us behold in the mirror and see what God is able to do in our lives. Now James says, it's like a person who forgets what man of man they are. And such kind, they shall not receive a blessing from God. That's very true. It's his word, it can't return to him void. Now, when we go in the mirror, there's something that we always do. Tell your neighbor, you always do something. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. The first thing I'll tell you, we all stand still. Tell your neighbor, we all stand still. Because when you are shaking, you cannot see clearly. Hallelujah! Tell your neighbor, stand still. So that you can see clearly the image that is being reflected in your eyes. Hallelujah! From the Bible. There were guys who came out of Egypt. We all know them as Israelites. As they came out of Egypt, Moses had made the image of the Almighty God. We all know when God appeared unto him as the burning bush. So Moses has a reference point. He knows that when light strikes, he has to see the image of God. So when he went into Egypt, there was an image being reflected in the eyes of Moses. Moses was able to see God. The Israelites, they witnessed miracles. They followed Moses when they came out of Egypt. But there was a problem in Exodus chapter 14. We all know the story when they met the Red Sea. Let us read that, Exodus chapter 14. Amen. We want to learn something on standing still. Because you won't see clearly if you are not standing still. Amen. Exodus chapter 14. Are we there? Exodus chapter 14. All right, let us start together from verse 11. If you are there, say amen. All right, let us read together. 1, 2, 3. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? 12. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may save the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to save the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Here,
commands, Papa.
They were telling Moses,
and I put that Moses
that in Egypt there were no graves. Is that true? We haven't read. Is that true?
Amen.
Is that true? That is what was being reflected in the mirror. Because behind them, the Egyptians are coming. In their sides, their mountains that they can't climb. Ahead of them, there's the Red Sea. So to them, they saw in the mirror and they saw death. And they started saying it was better to die in Egypt where there were no graves. But let us see the mirror of Moses and what it will show Moses. Verse 13, are we there? Let us read 1, 2, 3. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. What was the first thing? Fear not. We have talked much about fear. Today I won't talk about it. Now let us look at the second thing. What did Moses say, the second thing? 1, 2, 3. Stand still. Hallelujah. Moses told the children of Israel. That tells you they were double-minded people. They were double-minded people. The other hand wants to see the promised land. The other hand wants to remain in Egypt. So when they looked at their own mirrors, because they were not standing still, they were shaking, they were wavering. The way James says, a double-minded man is like a wave that is tossed to and fro. So they cannot stand still and they can't see clearly. But Moses told them one thing. Fear not, stand still. Brothers and sisters, we have to come to a place of learning to stand still in the presence of God, so that we can see clearly on the work that God is reflecting in our lives. You see, God is pushing his work so that it can be reflected into your life. But if you are wavering, you will not see clearly in that mirror. Even though God is saying you are not dying, you won't see it. If God is saying, I am here your life. The devil is also fighting to destroy your life. So the only way you can hear, is to learn to stand still. Learn to stand still. Learn to stand still. No matter how the problem may seem to be big, let us learn to stand still and pray and hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Daniel chapter 3, there were people who were taught to say, you need to bow to this image. Now, when people were called, they saw that image. Please, hear well what I want to use the image for. Let's assume the image was a mirror. Do you know whom they saw? They saw Nebuchadnezzar. And they were afraid of him. To say, this guy has captured the whole world. The whole world is under him. So if we will not bow as the image we are able to see in this mirror, we are going to die. So the fear was not of the image. Failing to stand still was not of the image. It was what the image was reflecting, Nebuchadnezzar. But there were three young men. They saw what that image was reflecting. And they remembered, oh, hear Israel, the Lord our God is one. Thou shalt not worship any other God. They stood still. They did not bow. Death was on their neck. But they stood still. And they saw clearly what the mirror was reflecting. To say, this is the mortal man. Stays and doubts piles on it, you won't see. Hallelujah. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, tell your neighbor they stood still. Are you standing? Are you standing still in the presence of death? Maybe it's an employment. Are you standing still? Or you want to compromise the word of God? Because what you see is, I'll die without being employed. There is a promise of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a promise of God. You have to look at the promise, the fullness of Christ. There is a promise for his children. And Paul tells us that promise. He didn't say, you only give those who are employed. He said, our God shall supply all according to his riches in glory. In who? Christ Jesus. So that's the promise. So when you look at that, don't be afraid whether you are employed or not. God has to fulfill his word when he stands still. The redemption of our body depends on you standing still in the fullness of the presence of God. you are shaking, you will not see clearly. If you are shaking, you have to stand still. You have to stand still so that you can be holding the mirror to see what the mirror is reflecting in your life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Do we love him? Let me share a testimony. I was called one time. I didn't know this family. They just told me to say, someone gave us your number. I said, all right, I can come and pray with you. Now, going to pray for people, it's not for show off, because the desire is to, for them to hear the word. So when I went to that place, I found this woman who was sick. They had gone in different hospitals. You know, sometimes we are bound as medical personnel to say certain things, but we'll say it in the presence of God. I honor him than the medical professions of Zambia. So they went in different hospitals. I saw their files from this hospital, that hospital, and everything. So they told me to say, ah, we have tried. So I said, okay, let's hear the word of God. I started preaching the word of God. Now, that day, God just led me to be talking about the doubt that I didn't even know why. So the whole family was there. Then I said, let us pray. You know, I was folding my shirt to say, today we'll pray. Amen. I said, we'll pray. I told them to say, we'll pray today. Now, the moment I wanted to start praying, I felt like someone was telling me to say, you waste your time. Again, I said, let us start. I went about 2 minutes. Says, you are wasting your time. I said, no, let's stop praying. Then a vision broke forth by the grace of God. Then I saw this woman going with a married man. I said, amen. That's why the message was speaking on a doubter. But I didn't tell anyone there. I was quiet, watching at the vision God showed me through his grace. Then he showed me the wife of that man went to a witch doctor and bewitched that woman. So I said, okay, I'm going to ask all of the family to go out and leave me with the patient. Now, before I finish the testimony, without God shining his light, we are going to waste our energy and time and prayer. I was very sincere, but it took light. Otherwise, I was going just to be in darkness, praying without knowing. But God showed his love. So the family went outside. Then I told the woman, says, I want you to be very truthful. You have gone out with a married man. They will anoint you with oil. They will lay their hands. As men as innocent to be, if God will not reveal, nothing will happen. The only way, make things right. But I didn't tell her to say go. I said, it's up to you to make that decision. But you need to make things right. Now, the family came. Another drama took place. I saw a Catholic nun. She came back. She was the elder sister to the same lady. So she was telling me to say, so prayers have ended like that. Are you not a prophet? You know how Pentecostal, they only believe when you are a prayerful person or you are a person who represents God. You have to see something. I said, "Ma'am, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet. What about the word which was preached? What have you heard?" She says, "Come outside." So we went outside. She started asking me, "Tell me something about my life." You know, I was very upset. I'll tell you the truth. I says, "Ma'am, I'm not this denomination people that you see." Now, again she said, "Say something about my life." Again, God by his grace brought forth a vision. And I said, "You foolish woman." I'll use the exact words I used. "You have been aborting, you have been carrying pregnancies of the father at the church where you are, Charleston Parish." That's how she ran away. To this very day, we have never met. Light had to reveal the secret. Now, the other lady who was sick, me, I came back, I'd forgotten about it. I was called about 2 or 3 weeks old. To say, "We have made the decision that she can go and make things right." I said, "No, me, I didn't tell her that." They said, "No, she told us what God revealed about her." I said, "I'll pray with you that all goes well." So when they went that side, I was not there now. This is what they told me. And when they reached at the place, they found a woman, went to a witch doctor and bewitched her. And she says, "You are lucky that you have come today. I was going to finish you today. Because a witch doctor gave me an image that I had to strike, then you die." So they apologized, and that woman forgave her. This very day, she's perfectly whole. It takes you to stand still in the presence of God. So God revealed and exposed. We were all in darkness, but God showed mercy because he saw the sincere heart crying to him. But if we can't stand still, will not be able to see. Now let us read what will follow after stand still. When you stand still, brothers and sisters, something has to follow. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, something must follow. Tell them,
something has to follow.
Amen. All right, let us go back. We are on verse 13. After stand still, I want us to say, "And see the salvation." Have we seen those words?
Amen.
Let us read them. 1, 2, 3. "And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today." And see the salvation of who? The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses was standing still. Where others, their mirror was reflecting death, he saw the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, that's our portion as well. When we stand still, we have to see the deliverance of the Lord. He is almighty. But it takes you and I to stand still for him to show us. He wants to reveal himself to you and I. We have to walk in the will of the Lord. But that will take God to reveal it unto you when you are standing still. Hallelujah. We have to stand still. We have not yet seen. He has got more to show us. Paul says, "I has not seen, he has not heard." I can tell you, we have got more to see. Because God has got more to reveal to you and I. But it will take you and I to stand still. Even if you are sincere, It will take God to reveal. Hallelujah. Now let's look at another example. A man who stood still, he had the Bible with him, although by then it was not a Bible, but it was the Torah and other scriptures they had. The book of Daniel, chapter 9. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope the Lord is helping you to understand the thought. Tell your neighbor, stand still in the presence of God. Amen. Daniel chapter 9. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel 9.
Are we there? Are we there? If you are there, say amen. Say amen. Daniel chapter 9, I'll start from this one. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, are we there on verse 2? Are we there?
Amen.
All right, let us read together verse 2. Are we there? 1, 2, 3. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Amen. Our brothers and sisters, Jeremiah wrote something. Of course, it was not him. It was Baruch writing what he was telling him. Now, here is Daniel, a sincere young man growing in Babylon when they were taken into captivity. Daniel had the right message written by the prophet Jeremiah. So the Bible says, I, Daniel, understood. Really, did he understand what God meant with what Jeremiah wrote? Tell your neighbor, human mind. Tell your neighbor, that's human mind. Now, when you are a child of God and you are beholding in the mirror and you are able to see the word of God, even when you claim you have understood, seek his face. Seek his face. Because Daniel here claimed, I understood
him.
It was 70 years. I understood it was 70 years. But because he was a sincere child of God, he refused to rely on his human mind. He went to seek the face of God and delighted to strike the word that Jeremiah wrote. And Daniel, it was revealed unto him to say, it is 70 times 70. He now understood that I did not understand. It took revelation from the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He went in the presence of God. He refused to lean on his own understanding. He was studying good. But he says, even though I understand it 70 years, let me go back to the one who gave the word. And the one who gave the word revealed the word by striking on the eyes of Daniel. Brothers and sisters, behold in the mirror. Light is striking the mirror. We may have the message, let's go back. We may understand the church ages, let's go back. We may understand the seals, let's go back. We may understand baptism, let's go back. Understanding. Let God reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. Daniel was rejoicing because God revealed unto him what he meant. Sometimes we are confused with what we are going through, but there's a message of God in that situation. and God will speak unto you what he means by the situation you are going through. Don't interpret it with your human mind or your human reasoning. Behold in the mirror. The image is there. Light is there. The word is there. Hallelujah. Now let us check the mirror to represent a preacher. God has to strike the preacher. That's why the preacher has to be in the presence of God. And you have to be praying for the preacher, because the preacher must reflect the image of Jesus Christ. If he cannot do that, then you are in the wrong place. It is not about their identity, it's about the fullness of Christ. Even you and I, we as believers, we are a mirror. What are people able to see out of our life? What are we reflecting to the world? Hallelujah. What are we reflecting to the world? Amen. Look at our lives. Are people able to come to church because of the reflection of your life? Are you able to reflect Jesus Christ unto them? Some of us, we are closing doors for people because people are seeing the devil. They are not able to see the image of Christ in our lives. Listen, it's not your only way. Of God in you. It only takes you to surrender. Only surrender unto him. Then let him work upon you. Then that God who's in you, he will reflect himself to the outside world. Have you ever not noted a person who was a drunkard? People used to laugh at him. But when they go back to the same area, you just hear people saying, that tells you that they are reflecting the image of Jesus Christ. What are we reflecting to the world, brothers and sisters? That's the question we should answer. Hallelujah. What are we reflecting to our children? When you read the book of Judges, Judges chapter 14. There's a story of Samson. He wanted to go and marry.
A friend of what?
Tell your neighbor, he wanted to marry. Now, he was going with his parents. The parents left the young man behind. Let me speak to parents at this hour. In this age where we are in, most parents, we are leaving our children behind. I want us to see it the way I want to say it in the life of Samson and his parents. That was not a good reflection. They never cared about the young boy who was battling with a lion. They didn't know them. Do you know that the parents are not aware? We need to move together with our children. Know what's happening in their lives. Hallelujah. Don't leave them behind. Be a reflection of the image of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, train your children in the way of the Lord, so that when they grow, they should not depart. But how do we train them? Through the reflection of the image of Jesus Christ. You are drinking alcohol in the presence of your children. When they start drinking alcohol, it is because of the reflection they are able to see out of your life. Not what you are saying. The parents of Samson, they never knew he had the battle. You know, that's why suicide is also increasing in children. Some of our parents, we don't know that our children in our own home, they have got a lot of problems. They are fighting a lion, but because we cannot reflect Christ, we can't see. We just think everyone, as long as he's walking in the way, it is okay. No! Light is able to reflect everything in the way. Light. It has to reveal everything. So that when you turn back, you are able to see that this one is struggling. This one is battling. They are about to commit suicide. We have to help them. Samson was battling. Then they kept moving. Parents, let's look at our children. Let's move with them. Let them see the image of Christ and let them be closer to you. Reduce the distance. Make your children be your friends. And I will tell you one thing. There's one Jehovah's Witness. I was working with her. She retired. But I loved one thing about her life. Her children are above 24. Male, female. But I love the way she has brought them closer and how they are able to tell her secrets that they cannot tell someone. And she told me one thing. Bring them closer. Even when they are about to die, they'll tell you. And when I was studying one day the book of Judges, I saw that Samson was far. It's true, we need to bring them closer. Let us bring them closer. Even our brothers in our midst and sisters in the fellowship, we are battling different battles in here. Let's be closer to each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be closer to each other, brothers and sisters. And when we stand still, God will help us. You know the worst thing about Samson? He killed the lion. That was an unclean animal. Scripture, right? But out of it, there was honey. Hear me very well. I said, follow the thought I want to express on Samson. I know God can use people in different ways, but hear to what I want to say. Parents, they ate what they didn't know where it came from. And I usually worry about girl children when parents are eating things where they don't know where they are coming from. Hallelujah. We need to know. Even young boys, they bring money that when you know their capacity is not able to go above this, we need to question it. Because it was coming out of an unclean thing which God did not allow them. Don't enjoy things which you don't know where they are coming from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us stand still. Be closer to each other. Let us question certain things when they go beyond the word of God. Even a testimony, sometimes we have to question it. Don't be afraid of coming to give because I've said this. Hallelujah. 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 Are we all right? Is God helping us? Hallelujah. God is merciful. It takes the light to shine forth. In John chapter 9, there was a blind man. Jesus did a miracle on him. And the Pharisees came to question him. But the Pharisees, they claimed to be holding the message of Moses. So they were telling him, is it God? How possible? In the end, the young man was frustrated. He got tired. He just told them, me, I don't know if he... A sinner can perform such a miracle. Hallelujah. Because it was revealed unto him. That was his experience, and it was revealed that a sinner cannot perform such a miracle. He was in the same church with the Pharisees. But he could not see the word of God. But when light came unto him, it gave him sight. The word was revealed to him. You know, when God reveals his word, it will give you courage to stand still.
You are going to have boldness to face whatever comes your way. That young man, he never had fear when those people came. Where did he get the courage to stand still and confront them? It was the experience he had encountered with God. Have you encountered him, brothers and sisters? If you have encountered God, you are going to stand still until you see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Until we see the salvation of the Lord. All right, I'll be closing. Let me close with one chapter. Let us go in the book of Mark. Chapter 5. How many believe that God is alive? We believe that with him all things are possible. Just to steer your faith, God knows my heart, how sincere I am. I don't want to boast of these testimonies. He knows. But just to steer your faith, I used to read the book of Acts. To this day, I'm still reading. But those days, I remember, I was still young to understand scriptures, because that's when I was coming to the message. And I know most people usually ask me questions to share the testimony on how I came to the message. When the time is right, I'll share. So, one day, I was home with Sister Chavula. We had received a visitor. So I was seated, Sister Chavula was chatting with the visitor. Now, whatever happened, I don't know. I only saw her coming very speed. Says, this person is dying. Now, I was very calm. I was just seated on the chair. Then she started, you know, rebuking me. You are doing nothing. Someone is dying. I said, just help and bring her in. So they brought her in. Then I said, all right, we'll see how God will help us. And then from here, we'll go to the hospital. Then I started reading the word. Then I said, let us pray. We started praying. The book of Acts is still alive, because God is alive. Hallelujah. He is able to do it for you, brothers and sisters. Behold in the mirror, see the promises of God. I stood still. I said, I will not be afraid. If she has to die, she will die here. I started praying. As I was praying, the shadow is on the right side. It's this side. Yeah, the way it is. No, this side behind. And that's how it was in our house. Then God told me, do you believe me? I thought it was my own imagination. I kept praying. Then I heard again, do you believe me? Then he told me, it is I speaking to you. Let your shadow pass where the sister is. I said, if I've not heard him well, it's fine. But I'm going to make sure the shadow passes where she is according to what I've heard. Then I passed through. The shadow passed where she was. Brothers and sisters, I saw deliverance that I've never seen. I saw the sister go down. She started vomiting reddish things. In the blink of an eye, the person who was about to die came back to life with strength. The great I am is alive. Let light strike the mirror. His promises are real. They are yes and amen. Fear not. Hear the word of God. He is more than ever. He is able to do abundantly above that which we can think or imagine. I saw God doing a work. I went to see it. I said, is it you? This is the book of Acts I've read. It is alive.
He says, I'm alive. He's alive. But it takes light to strike you. Fear not, regardless of the condition. Fear not. One time, young brother Kasongo there, something bad happened. They brought him home, he was dying. But don't share the testimony because I'm sharing it. Hallelujah. All right, I'm just joking. So, when he was sick home, they told him to say, let us try these charms. Then he told them to say, take me to my pastor, I'll die in his house. Don't try that if you don't have that faith. I was not there where he was telling them that. Me, I was home. He told his mother, take me to my pastor, let me go and die there. Let's try this. You are dying. When they brought him home, I was with Sister Chavula, Sister Mlenga. We are about to start a service. We used to gather those days, it was Saturdays. When the mother brought him, we just saw him being laid down. Now, I work in a hospital, so I know that life is going. I saw him, he was gasping for life. Then I saw Sister Mlenga come, Sister Chavula. She called her to say, tell your husband, you should forget the issue of being a pastor. When this young man dies, they will arrest him. I am an ordinary person, I'm an elder. I've seen people dying. This one is dying. Look, look. He has stopped breathing. And Mr. Chavula came. She whispered, he said, Hallelujah. Behold in the mirror. So I said, okay, let's pray, and then we'll see how God will help us. Then I just said, okay, now, I saw everyone was shivering. I just laid my hands on his chest. To this very day, no one knows what I said. But today, I'll say it. I said, you, the one who gave life, you can still take when you want. But if it's not time, let him rise. And everybody got shocked. The young man coughed, stood up. Then I heard the voice, Brother Mwasa. Give him bread. We gave him the roof. He ate the roof and all my juice. Out of time. See in the mirror. It will tell you, look up, for the day of your redemption is near. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I believe those who witness the quick work of God, they'll see more things. Hallelujah. All right, due to time, Mark chapter 5, but you only free time. Behold in the mirror, brothers and sisters, God is still speaking to us through his word. Are you able to hear what he's saying in this hour? In the book of Mark, chapter 5, there was a man who was in darkness. He was tormented with evil spirits. He used to cut himself. But one day the Lord showed mercy. He came to the other side of Gadarene where he was. Now, this man here, well, it is not always that he was performing as a mad person. No, he used to come back to his senses sometimes. That's why sometimes people could even take an opportunity of binding him. He was in his right senses. Because when those demons manifest, no one could do tie him. So this day, the Lord was coming off the boat. He saw the Lord. He was running to the Lord. Hallelujah. He went to worship God. He was in his right senses. But the Lord Jesus was able to see, to say, even though he has come, there's a problem. And he said, come out of him. And the demons started now speaking. Why are you tormenting us before our time? Allow us to go into the swine. You may have come, brother and sister. Maybe you have been bound. But you have done the right thing. Because he has come in this place to meet you and I. My only prayer is, may he open your eyes to see his work in this place. You don't need to feel anything. You only need to believe. You don't need to wait for someone. Hear what he's saying. He sent this word in order to heal them and to deliver them from destruction. His word will deliver you and I. But it can only happen if our eyes are open and we receive it with faith. Brothers and sisters, God is very merciful. I want to close with this testimony. One day we were praying in church. This is not a joke. So as we were praying, the Lord showed me something. By the way, I'm not a prophet. Please let me just put that on record. Amen. It's just the gift that God uses when he wants. When the time is right, I'll tell you the story of the coming to the message. Amen. So as we were praying, the Lord showed me to say, tell the church, someone will be given a car, and it will be a white car. I pretended as if I've never heard. I kept praying. And then light now came to my eyes. And I'll tell you what God told me. Because you have doubted my voice, I'll show you a vision. I saw the car now. And I told them to say, in this church, someone will be given a car. And it will be a white car. It only took about 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Someone was blessed with a white car. My main emphasis, let the light of God strike you and I. We need this light to guide us in the path of righteousness. That we may all come to the unity of faith. Hallelujah. May the good Lord bless you all. Shall we stand? So I'm going to request you can stand. I just want us to sing one song or two before I hand over. Amen. I hope the Lord has spoken to you, brothers and sisters. I hope you know it. Maybe you may know it the other way, but it's there, I think, in only believe him.
I do believe Jesus heals me now. Jesus heals me now. I can, I will, I do believe. Jesus heals me now. Jesus heals me now. Then verse 2 goes like this. I'm trusting only in the Lord. I'm trusting only in the Lord. Now I'm trusting only in the Lord that Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me. I'm trusting only in the Lord. I'm trusting only in the Lord. I'm trusting only in the Lord. That Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me now. We can sing, amen? All right. God bless you, brother. And those wonderful testimonies. Amen. Amen. So I'll do something. You may be seated. So the brother kept saying, the test concerning the testimony he was sharing. To say, you know, this is truth. He was testifying before the Lord. I'll request three brothers who are able to speak, who are able to read. Just to come and testify of something. Don't be worried, it won't be an examinations Council of Zambia exam.
Yeah.
But as long as you're able to read, I'll request you to come and stand here. Okay, Brother Tenson works at the bank, so that means his English must be very good. I need a second witness. I also need someone not from this congregation here. Thank you. Okay. So, who wants to go first? None of them know what's happening here, okay? One thing I know about him is that he's Zimba. I've forgotten the first name. Okay, you open that document.
Document.
What do you see?
Dreams.
Monachan, Zilot.
Dreams.
Ziloto.
Yeah, so I have this file. That is where I record some dreams.
So if I wake up at 03,
I'll write that dream.
Okay.
So brother, open it. Okay. That's quite a lot of dreams, yeah? But I want you to go to the bottom. The letters is at the bottom. Okay, so the brother is going to read this dream. You tell them the date.
What was the date?
And by the way, what's today's date?
It's 15th August.
It's what?
15th August.
By the way, it's my birthday today.
Hey, hey.
Okay, so brother, you can get the mic and you read it there because someone may think I'm editing that.
So
you go read it there. So you read the date and the title of the dream.
The title, Desiring Tools for Work. 16th July 2025.
So that is 16th July. That means that dream came exactly 1 month ago, right? What time was the dream?
03 a.m.
Yeah.
We had just arrived at the end of what seemed to have been a gathering for fellowship, and people were gathering as well. And as usual, as we usually do after
it goes to him.
Brother Masuzio had just arrived.
He was excited testifying about an incident which had involved him. Discerning someone similar to Brother Branham's gift. He was narrating experiencing supernatural encounter in which Brother Branham had appeared praying for him to receive the gift. As he shared, emphasized to me, you know, it's a tool of service I needed to use. And I desired it from God. At the time, Brother Peter Chavula seemed to have had a similar testimony after joining to say. Those are the tools for service we need for them. Amen.
Desiring tools for work.
16 July 2025.
03 AM. We had just arrived at the end of what seemed to have been a gathering for fellowship, and people were greeting as we usually do after a service. Brother Masuzio had also arrived. He was excited, testifying about an incident which involved him discerning someone similar to Branham's gift. He was narrating experiencing a supernatural encounter in which Branham had appeared praying for him to receive the gift. As he shared, he emphasized to me, you know, it's a tool of service I needed to use, and I desired it from God. At that time, Bro Peter Chavula seemed to have had a similar testimony, also joining to say, those are tools for service.
Amen.
Okay. Well, if there's a doubt in Thomas, I think they believe it now, so I don't have to write it.
Yeah, so I can assure you that no one has had this dream. I didn't tell it to Brother Masuzio. Did I tell you this?
No.
Brother Peter Chavula, I didn't tell him. Well, because it's not every experience you have that you want to tell people. So you wanted to pray about it. And you want it to fulfill itself. Isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah, so when the brother was ministering, I didn't know the testimonies he was talking about. It's my first time hearing them. But how many can say it's what we are reading in the dream? Yeah? Because in the dream, the brother was excited. He had experienced discerning, people's problems. So in the dream, as he was explaining that, I like saw a vision in the dream. So as he was testifying that, I was seeing what he was saying. So what I started seeing was, I saw Brother Branham. So he was doing something, you know, like releasing this thing. But it wasn't like, you know, he is a special one, like it's for him alone.
So
in another moment, it was Brother Peter also who was excited. He was testifying about how this power had come on him, and he was able to see a problem of a person similar to Brother Branham's gift. Now, to me, it's a simple thing. These are things we are going to start seeing as the coming of Christ is drawing near. So, and when you look at the statement, the brother was excited in the dream. He said, you know, he said, it's a tool which was needed for the work. Now, do you know that if you found yourself in a certain place, maybe you've never seen a vision before, but there is a need. Someone is in need. You don't have to be a prophet. If there is a tool which is needed, you are like a workman who has reported for work. Says, hey, I think I a spanner I need it. I mean, I'm a segula pasona paswa.
A spanner that can open there and there.
And God will anoint you for that. Now hear me.
Manson very.
This is not just for brothers.
This is our barrier.
As we wait for the coming of Christ. If you are prayerful, you are a sister, and there's someone in need, maybe it's a neighbor. That anointing can come on you, and God will use you as a vessel. But I'll tell you the big problem God has. There are very few of us who are available to be used in His hands. There's a lot of noise in our heads. Noise of business, family problems, gossip. When those things are crowding our minds, no matter how loudly God can speak, we won't hear anything. May God help us. Because Brother Branham said, when that anointing came on him and it told him, speak the word. And Brother Branham spoke. And a squirrel came. He experienced that about 5 times. And in the message, look away to Jesus. He said, the third pool has been identified these 5 times. But that was God only to show what has to manifest in the bride before the rapture. Because we need something to give us a rupturing faith. Remember, rapture will not be a theological event. Rapture will not be a scientific event. To be a spiritual event, it will require faith. And it won't be a public thing, you know, like television and
TV.
We need to start experiencing these wonderful things. They're needed in the body of Christ. You know, so we thank God for those testimonies. Let us pray that God uses our brother more and more. And brother, just humble yourself and you'll see more of it. Never reach a point you feel, oh, you know, this is me. That's how quickly it will fly away. But the more you humble yourself, the more it will manifest. So hey, that experience came on
16th July,
and today is 15th. That's quite something. I just heard it and I didn't understand what it was, but it's beautiful when you see, you know, something fulfilled right before your eyes.
Amen.
You know, God is here.
Amen.
You don't have to feel electricity in your body. If God gives you a bonus, you may feel it. But don't wait for anything like that. Just believe it. And say, Lord, you've confirmed your presence is here. And I don't want to leave this building without receiving what you are instructing us. Brother John Mark, one time when I visited him, after this preacher ended preaching, Brother John Mark entered the pulpit. It was a very simple meeting. We gathered outside in a, you know, some little tent. It was just 10, 15 people. That was their midweek service. And there was a preacher, I think, from Kenya. He ministered. Simple exhortation message. And Brother John Mark was there, you know. We were all enjoying the word. And after the brother was done, Brother John Mark stepped on the pulpit. And he said, we thank God for his mighty hand of visitation. Now when you read his testimonies, you say, hey, there was a mighty hand of visitation here. I mean, you expect to see that man who was healed by a bitten snake and blind eyes. But this is what Brother John Mark said. He said, we thank God for his mighty hand of visitation. And then he said, the hand of the Lord are his ministers. The fivefold ministry.
I'm a fivefold minister.
When they proclaim the word, God has visited us. That's the truth. That's the truth. The other day, Brother John was telling me, I can't remember what message that was, brother, but I happened to have preached that message, and the brother, I think, he wanted to listen to that message. You remember that, Brother John? You know, he says, oh, what you preached about, you know, I was feeling like, I don't know that it was reading a message or playing a message. So then Brother John told me, you know, I could be mixing this thing up, but he said something to this effect. You know, the discerning spirit, it's not just praying for people on the prayer line, but a message coming which just hits on the right spot of what you are going through, so it can come when maybe you come to the altar, you are being prayed for, and something is revealed.
Or
it's a message which will just speak about the condition you are going through. You need to say thank you, Lord. But that word will only produce fruit when you acknowledge it as God speaking to you. You say, Lord, you've spoken to me. Help me. But when you just take it, you need to know how to reverence God when He's bringing something to your attention. You need to know how to stand. Lord, here I am. Ukafitenga mama sowera, it's just another thing. Yeah. There'll be a mighty visitation, and the only thing you come out of here with, you will be no different from someone achezera kumaliro. You know how it feels to achezera kumaliro.
Amen.
Men so embeka heavy turo turo. Then mama knows I'm very upset. Like you are just coming from a funeral. No impact. Me, I refuse to leave this place like that. I want to receive everything God has prepared for me. And so far, the Lord has blessed us through His servant.
Amen.
If you are thankful to the Lord, I want you to stand up.